right, Rich. Describe geothermal energy.
All right, I know this one. Geothermal energy is the heat that builds up in the Earth's magma.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Ah, God, I love it when you know the right answer.
Oh, man. Can't you two stop sucking face for a second? I gotta ask you something. Hey!
Hey, we're studying here.
Yeah, right. Listen, I got a date with Sam tonight. I figure it's gonna cost me about 40 bucks, but I'm a little short.
Yeah, all right, buddy. How much do you need?
About 40 bucks.
Well, here you go. Here's $1, and all you need is 39 more.
Wait, you're broke? What happened to your job at the lumberyard?
Let's just say those forklifts are a lot trickier to operate than they look.
Dude, that is the fourth job you lost this month.
Third. You can't count that incident at the zoo. Who knew monkeys can't chew gum?
Hey, JT.
Hey, Sam, you look great.
Thank you.
Sam.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late. We were swamped at the garage. Our apprentice mechanic quit today.
He quit? Just like that?
JT, I know it's a foreign concept to you, but some people actually leave a job voluntarily.
So, have you filled the job yet?
No. Do you know somebody?
Do I know somebody? Yes, me.
No, seriously. I mean, we really need some help at the garage.
I am serious.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, really, JT, you know zip about auto repair.
Yeah, dude, Dana's right. You thought a catalytic converter was a sex change for a cat.
That is exactly why I'm perfect for the job. When it comes to auto repair, I'm a blank slate.
When it comes to tying your shoes, you're a blank slate.
You know, JT, I don't think working together is so smart. It could put a strain on our relationship.
Oh, look, Sam, I'm desperate. Please, I got no money. I can't pay my rent. If you don't give me this job, the next time you see me, I'll be living in a refrigerator box eating little packets of ketchup.
Okay, I'll talk to my boss.
Yes, all right, baby. This is so cool. Oh, I'm gonna be a mechanic. Grease under my fingernails, sweaty armpit, and butt crack as far as the eye could see.
Sam, you're one lucky girl.
I just don't know what to do.
Mommy, it's go fish. Pick a card.
Hey, hey.
And how are my two favorite girls today?
Well, you're in a good mood. Did they finally drain that porta potty at the job site?
Even better. Honey, I made a great deal today. You know the $1,000 that old man Bickley still owed me for the work on the patio? I talked him into giving me something even better.
Oh, Frank, we're not going into the mail order denture business again, are we?
No, come on. It's outside and it's a surprise. I want to show you. Come on. Here we go. You're going to love it. What do you think?
I think that mail order denture business is sounding real good.
Oh, come on, Carol. Look at this baby. This is a Norwegian racing sloop. In her day, she was the fastest thing on the water.
Yeah, and now this is the ugliest thing in our yard. Frank, have you lost your mind? I can't believe you passed up $1,000 for this old bucket of barnacles.
A bucket of barnacles? Honey, this is a nautical classic.
This is an eyesore. You cannot leave this in our backyard.
You can't leave it in the front yard, or else the trash man might take it.
Well, it is obvious to me that you two do not appreciate the potential of this lovely lady.
Would you quit calling it a lady? It gives me the creeps.
Oh, honey, come on. It's a tradition. Your boat is your mistress. And isn't she a beautiful gal? I mean, look at the old world craftsmanship, the sleekness of her lines. And this baby, honey, is as solid as a rock. Just gotta put in a little work on her, and by golly, I'll have her out on the middle of the lake in no time.
Don't go out on that boat, Daddy, you'll die! No, I
Mr. Evans, have you seen JT? He was here just a minute ago.
Last time I saw the boy, he was trying to blow up a tire with his mouth. Sam, I'm not sure he's gonna work out.
It's just his first day. He'll be fine, I promise. JT? JT?
Sam, help!
JT?
Help! Oh. Thanks. Man, I thought it was a goner. Man, I haven't been this short of breath since you lost your bikini top at that water slide.
What were you doing in there?
I was changing the trunk light, like you told me. I climbed inside to see if the light goes off when you close the trunk, like this. It does.
Tell you what, why don't you just follow me for the rest of the day?
Right behind you, Sam.
Okay. What we're going to do on this car is adjust the carburetor.
Wow, that sounds pretty complicated. What do we have to do? Turn the crankcase? Overhaul the tranny? Drop the engine?
No, just turn this little screw.
Well, any idiot can do that.
We're about to find out. Okay, just turn the little screw until the engine idles smoothly.
Wow, listen to that. She's purring like a kitten. You know, Sam, I think I was born to be a mechanic.
Lambert, why don't you take lunch in another state?
I know it hurts a little, old gal, but you're way past due for a makeover. You're gonna be as smooth as the blowhole on a baby dolphin.
Chance we could get some quiet around here?
What's the idea of unplugging my sander?
Do you realize it's 5 a.m?
I sure do, mateys. First watch of the day. Great morning, isn't it?
It was until you started making all this racket. Come on, Dad. It's Saturday. Stop the work so we can go back to sleep.
Oh, come on. Stow that kind of talk. Sleep is for landlubbers. Come on aboard and shiver me timbers and swab the poop deck.
Dad, stop it. You sound like the drunken host of a seafood restaurant. Oh, Mom, make him stop. He's lost his mind. He's flipped out. It's 5 a.m. and he's working on his stupid boat.
Karen, I don't want either of you being disrespectful to Frank. Now I want you to apologize and then go back inside that house.
Sorry.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate
it. Oh, grow up, Frank. That was just for the kids. Have you flipped out? Have you lost your mind? It is 5 a.m. Now will you stop working on this stupid boat?
Yes, sir. Are you done with that brick job yet? It's been 5 hours.
Yes, sir. She's ready to go.
Good. I'm going to take her out for a road test.
You know, sir, you might want to take Elm Street. The leaves are lovely this time of year.
Fortunately, I'll be able to see them because the screwdriver missed my eye.
GT, where's Mr. Evans going with that car?
I was just road testing my brake job.
But I'm supposed to double-check your work before it's road-tested.
Sam, relax. I did everything you told me to do.
Replace the brake pads?
All four.
Refill the master cylinder with brake fluid?
To the top.
Bleed the brake line.
Bleed the brake line? Would it be a really big deal if I didn't?
Oh, my God!
Well, look at it this way. At least we know the airbag works.
Mr. Evans, are you all right?
Sam, my office now.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Sorry, Mr. Evans, just a little mistake. I'll get it right next time. Hey, sir, you look handsome in the uniform. Yes, those pants.
He's a thief. He's a thief.
man. Oh, what, one little mistake?
JT, you are responsible for totaling a car. He wants me to fire you.
But you talked him out of it, right?
To tell you the truth, I think it's for the best.
What? But you're my girlfriend.
I know that, honey, and that's the reason why I didn't want you to work here in the first place.
Well, looks like you got your wish, didn't you, honey?
Oh, so now it's my fault? Hey, I'm not the one who wrecked the car.
No, but you could have stood up for me and you didn't. Thanks for nothing, Sam. I'm out of here. Sam fired me today.
Ha ha! Yes, I win the pool. I bet you'd get fired in 2 days.
I had 3 days. I figured even a bonehead like you could last 72 hours.
Hello, I am in pain here. Doesn't anybody care?
What is going on down here?
Oh, guys, thank God you're home. The worst thing happened to me today.
You finally realized you need relaxed fit jeans?
No, Sam fired me. Can you believe it?
Oh, gosh, JT, that's awful.
Finally, a little sympathy. Thank you.
Sympathy, my butt? You just cost me $5 in that pool.
I can't believe this. Nobody in this family cares about my pain. I might as well just go live on the streets alone.
Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out.
Okay, Lily.
Oh, there she is, my beautiful baby sister, Lily. She loves me. Listen, Lily, I got some bad news. You're not going to believe this. Mean old Sam fired me today.
Does this mean you can't get me my birthday present?
I got nobody.
Wait a minute, JT, what happened? Why did Sam fire you?
I made one little mistake.
And what was that?
Almost killed her boss. But only twice.
It sounds like she didn't have any other choice.
Sure she did. She could have stuck up for me, but she didn't. So I told her what she could do with her lousy job, and I walked out.
Ooh, I don't believe this. You're mad at her? She told you that working together was a bad idea. I mean, JT, you've done some pretty stupid things in your life, but this has got to be the most idiotic, ridiculous, thick-headed...
Dana, do me a favor.
What?
Zip it. You're not helping at all. In fact, why don't you take Rich and Lily and go into the kitchen, okay? Let's go. Come on. Come on. JT, I know you're upset, and I don't want to hurt your feelings, but what you did is way off base.
Me? But I'm the one hurting here.
Let's just look at this whole thing from Sam's side for a minute, okay? I mean, to you, it's just another job, right? Well, to her, it's her livelihood. It's her career. It's how she pays her rent. It's how she buys her food. And she risked all that just to give you a chance.
Yeah?
So the right thing for you to do would be to...
Get a new girlfriend?
No.
You think I should apologize, don't you?
Well, yes, don't you? Yeah, I realize it's hard for some men to apologize. You know, it's like asking for directions or sharing the remote control.
I'm learning not to zip up your pants in the dark.
Sam's a great girl, JT. Don't lose her because you're too proud to say you're sorry.
I'll bet you that feels good, doesn't it, old gal? Getting all stripped down, losing those barnacles and that old varnish. Oh, boy, there's going to be a lot of jealous skippers out on Lake Michigan when I get through with you.
Frank, I'm really worried about you.
Yeah? Why, because I'm working so late?
No, because you're talking to your boat.
That's an old tradition, honey. All guys talk to their boats.
Not like they want to take it to a motel.
I'm just having a good time. Maybe I did get a little carried away.
Just wish I understood why this old tub is so important to you.
Honey, has there ever been something that you dreamed of having but you knew you'd never get?
Yeah. Mel Gibson in a hot tub.
I'm serious.
So am I.
When I was a teenager, I used to have this summer job at the marina. And every weekend, these rich guys would jump on their big boats and sail off into the lake. And I used to think, someday I'm going to have a lot of money and I'm going to have a boat just like that.
Instead, you had a lot of kids.
Yep. And I love all seven of them. But when I saw this boat, Carol, when I saw this, I said, you know, I may not have a lot of money. I may not be rich, but I can still have my dream. And I can make it come true with my own two hands.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. I just didn't realize how important this was to you. It's a wonderful dream.
Yeah, well, you know the best part of it?
What?
I get to share it with you. And just think of it, sweetheart. There we'll be, anchored out there in the middle of the lake, a bottle of wine, beautiful sunset.
Huh? I like that picture. Mm-hmm. Permission to come aboard?
Permission granted.
Sam? You still here?
We're closed.
Look, Sam, I know you don't want to talk to me right now, but I really need to talk to you.
Tough. I don't have time. I've got a lot to do because someone screwed up and now my boss is in traction.
Sam, I don't blame you for being mad at me. I just really need to get something off my chest.
I don't care.
But I need to talk to you face to face.
Look, you do that one more time and I'm going to use this torque wrench on something you really don't want torqued.
Okay. All right, Sam. I know you're mad, but just hear me out, okay? Look, I was wrong for pushing you into recommending me for this job. I mean, you put your reputation on the line and I screwed up.
Okay, I'm listening.
Sam, I don't blame you for firing me. I mean, I was a jerk for blowing up at you, and I'm really sorry.
You mean that?
Absolutely. I was totally wrong, and I apologize.
JT, I'm impressed. Most guys have such big egos, they could never say anything like that.
Well, Sam, I'm not most guys. I'm a big enough man to admit when I'm wrong. So what do you say? Do you forgive me?
Okay, but on one condition.
Anything.
You never come near this garage again.
Deal. I'm gone. I'm okay. I'm cool.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, Rich.
Did you hear the good news? JT got another job.
Oh, I get 2 days in the pool.
Honey, I don't think he's going to get fired from this one. He said they actually like him at this job.
Where is he working?
You know, I'm not sure. He said something that he's highly visible in the food services industry.
JT, I think you finally found your calling. Being a great big wiener.
Very funny. Now help me get out of this thing. I just had a monster chili dog and the zipper stuck.